The most important line in Saria's breakup statement wasn't about Joey Badass. By Janice Robinson Celeste. The short answer. Saria announced that she ended her engagement to Joey Badass after alleging repeated infidelity. The most consequential part for parents was her promise to protect their young son's peace, privacy, and bond with both parents. A boundary that reflects what co-parenting research says children need when an adult relationship ends. Actress and singer Saria, who starred in Tyler Perry's movie, Ruth and Bose, announced Monday, August 24th, that she ended her engagement to rapper Joey Badass, the father of her one-year-old son. In her statement on Instagram, she alleged repeated infidelity and said choosing herself had become necessary. The most important sentence was not about betrayal. Saria said her priority would be protecting her son's peace, privacy, and relationship with both parents. That turns a public split into a parenting story about what adults shield a child from. Why does protecting a child's peace matter after a breakup? Protecting a child's peace means keeping adult conflict from turning the child into a witness, messenger, referee, or public symbol. The National Council on Family Relations defines co-parenting as cooperation, coordination, and conflict management between the adults raising a child. The romantic relationship can end while the parenting relationship still requires care. That distinction matters even when a child is very young. A peer-reviewed framework on co-parenting and the transition to parenthood notes that children as young as one can show distress in response to parental hostility. Another longitudinal study of co-parenting conflict found that the quality of the co-parenting relationship can shape parenting behavior and children's adjustment over time. Why does this matter for Black parents right now? For a Black parent, the story offers something more useful than another round of public relationship drama, a visible example of separating an adult grievance from a child's right to love both parents. Black family life is often flattened into stereotypes or turned into entertainment. A parent who refuses to make a child carry the public version of a breakup interrupts that pattern. That does not mean silence, pretending harm did not occur, or remaining in an unhealthy relationship. It means using age-appropriate truth and refusing to recruit a child into adult pain. Safety concerns, abuse, or threats require professional and legal support. What should you do when a relationship ends? Start by deciding what belongs to the adults and what your child truly needs to know. A child may need reassurance about where they will sleep, when they will see each parent, and whether they caused the separation. They do not need evidence from private messages, details about infidelity, or pressure to choose a side. Create one reliable channel for schedules, school information, medical decisions, and expenses. Do not send messages through your child. Agree, when safe, on what neither parent will post. If communication stays volatile, a parenting app, mediator, therapist, or attorney can add structure. Can you protect your child without protecting your ex? Yes, protecting your child does not require excusing another adult's behavior. It requires keeping the child's emotional needs at the center while you set firm boundaries around your own life. You can be honest, seek accountability, and still avoid damaging your child's relationship with the other parent through public attacks or private pressure. In summary, what is the real lesson in Saria's statement? The lasting story is not simply that a celebrity engagement ended. Saria named a boundary. The relationship could end without turning their son into collateral damage. You cannot control a former partner's choices, but you can refuse to make your child responsible for adult heartbreak. That is where protection begins.